Hey, folks, I have David right here for you.
Hey, David. First of all, congratulations. Second, I know you haven't played football for very long. How did you get into the sport, and how have you so rapidly ascended from not knowing much about football or playing to being selected in the draft?
I think it's just based on the kind of person that I am, and the fact that I went into the game and I wanted to learn much, and I fell in love with the game, and that's how I got this far with the game. So, yeah.
How did you get into football in the first place? You came to America or to Canada wanting to play, or you started playing after you got there?
No, I started playing after I got to Canada, because I came here for my education. So I got here in May of 2011 for university. So I went out to practice. My first practice was in September of 2011. I just felt like it was something I should give a try. So, yeah.
How did you know much about football, or how were you turned on to the game?
At first, I didn't know much. Like, I was just out there just trying to understand what was going on. Like, my first year was a little bit hard, but after I watched like a couple games and kind of got like an insight for what the game was all about, I met up with my defensive coordinators and whatnot just to catch up on the game and catch up on what people are doing and the responsibilities out there. So, like, after my first year, like, everything kind of fell into place. Like, I had to catch up on the game.
Yeah. Do you see yourself more as a defensive tackle or a defensive end?
I see myself, I'm a versatile player. I could play either both, like either tackle or the end. Like, yeah. I could play around, like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Hey David,
is there any way we could call you back and you could get out of the wind?
Education.
You're outdoors. Okay. Yeah. Here we go, folks. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, David. Let me ask you that last one again. Do you see yourself more as a defensive tackle or as an end?
I see myself playing like either both, like both tackle and end. I think I'm productive playing both. So, I'm really comfortable with playing either or both the tackle or the end.
Do you know which one did you play more in college?
I was a tackle like literally throughout college. Then I got to the Shrine game and they had me playing the end. So,
okay, did they run a 3-4 or a 4-3 at your college?
We ran a 4-3 and a 3-4 in like second and long and whatnot, just in a prevent.
Okay. And when you were at tackle, do you know what technique you were playing? Were you a three tech or more of a nose?
I played both the one and the three.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
I really don't. Like I feel comfortable playing all around the field. Like, yeah.
David, what was your contact with the Saints throughout the draft process?
Yeah. I had a really close contact with Coach Johnson, Coach Bill Johnson, because he came out here for my pro day, and he kind of worked me out throughout the pro day and whatnot, and we had a feel for each other, I'd say, and just after that, it was literally just we wait for the draft and see what happens, because you know how the whole process goes.
Was the Shrine game your first chance to kind of, I guess, know how good you were? In comparison to American college players?
Yeah, it was just an opportunity to go out there and perform with like a couple of the best like going into the draft. So it was really huge for me, I would say, because every year it's just a couple, like it's a handful of guys who come off Canada to the Shrine Game. So it was something really huge for me, I would say.
When was the first time you realized that you might have a shot at the NFL?
I see myself as a really, I'm kind of hard on myself, I would say. I would say it was towards like mid-2014. I felt really comfortable with everything I was doing, so.
And that was the first time you started thinking about maybe being able to play in the NFL?
That was the first time. I just started playing football like 5 years ago. I didn't know how the process went. I didn't know anything about it. I literally didn't know. I hadn't seen the game until I got to until 2011.
Why did you go to Canada?
2011.
Yeah, why did you go to Canada as opposed to the U.S. or somewhere else?
I was just like my sister went there for university, and my mom already had a feel for what Canada was like because she had already visited there.
Uh-huh. And you did? Yeah, did you have any aspiration to play football when you went to Canada, or had you just moved there for personal reasons?
I just moved there for school.
What did you major in, and what were your career aspirations if you weren't going to go to the NFL?
Environmental sciences.
Environmental
science.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to start playing football? Coaches approached you, or you started seeing it on TV a lot, or what was it that drew your interest?
No, I approached my head coach myself, Coach Dolby. It was just something, I just felt like it was time just to give something a try, because all I did was go to class and go back home, and, you know, it wasn't, I had so much free time that I was like, yeah, I just had to, like, just put something in there, you know? So I ended up just trying out for the team.
When you say go back home, that was still Nigeria? That's where you lived until you moved to Canada?
Yeah, I was in, like, what it was, like, when I was in Canada, all I was doing was going to school. I was leaving in Canada at the moment. So after my classes, I go home. Like, I have nothing to do after my classes. And it's like, yeah.
But you had lived in Nigeria all the way until 2011?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I lived in Nigeria all the way to 2011.
What kind of exposure to American football had you had in your life? Had you ever seen it before? Or?
I had a couple buddies who I played with in high school, who I went to high school with, that went to like elementary school in the States, and they knew what American football was. They talked about it a couple times, but I didn't really... Before then, I didn't know much about. I didn't know anything about the game. I didn't know they had plays and whatnot. So,
was there a point or something that happened that caused it to go from just something you were doing to full time to like, hey, this could be my career?
It was just like I fell in love with the game. That's what happened. I fell in love with the game. I enjoyed hitting guys, like just being out there with the guys, and just, you know, I enjoyed being out there. So it was like. Yeah, like I love to do this for a long time.
Do you spend a lot of time studying the NFL game and maybe trying to learn things from those players?
I have, like, the Canadian game is a little bit different from the NFL game, but once I see myself as a kid, like, once I put my mind into something, I get everything out of it. So, like, I got like an understanding for the U.S. game, and ever since then, I got an understanding for it, and it was really easy.
What were you doing today when you got the phone call? Were you with family, friends? What was that like?
I was just golfing with some of my buddies. Yeah.
And you were on the course and got the call. Who did you talk to?
I talked to Coach Sean Payton and the GM, and just talked to Coach Bill Johnson and everyone. So,
did the phone ring on anyone's backswing?
What? No, I'm not. Like, it's my first time golfing. That's the funny thing. Yeah. So it was kind of a struggle earlier, but once I got that phone call, I started hitting it really good. And
you're in Canada now.
Yeah, I'm in Canada right now.
Is it ice out up there yet?
It's not that warm right now. It's getting there.
Were you expecting to get drafted, or were you unsure of maybe what would happen today?
Just based on the visits and whatnot I had, like it was out there, you know. It wasn't like I was like 4 months ago. I wasn't relying on that. 4 months ago was basically just getting an opportunity to play or get like an opportunity to try out for a team or something. So that was where it was. And with this great opportunity I have right now, it's something that we
Have you done anything to like really take the game more seriously? Did you change your body shape or your size or your muscle or your weight or you know, you just kind of always were this size? Or
no, over the call, like I go here at like 3:30. Like when I go to Canada, usually 3:30, and literally just over the last couple of years, just been losing weight just based on what the season. Based on the season the next year, like last year I got to 295 because I was literally going to be on the field like the whole time, and I felt like at 295 I was in way more of a better shape to be on the field like the whole time and being effective.
Before you started playing football, were you involved in any other kind of sport?
I played soccer growing up.
What position?
Right back, defender.
You've always been defense oriented, huh?
You've
always been defense oriented.
Pretty much. Sometimes I go up front score. I think I'm a fast person, so I like go up there, score like a couple of goals, go back, play defense.
Before you came to the Trine game, have you spent much time in the States? Have you traveled, seen any anywhere in America?
No, like when I got out to the Trine game, that was my fourth time in the States. So like every other time I visited, like I visited LA twice, and I was in DC, Washington DC once when I was younger.
Describe yourself as a player. What are your attributes?
I'm a strong physical guy. I'm a kid who comes out there and I want to win every rep out there. Yeah, so my speed and everything, like I'm a really quick guy as well, you know. Yeah, shifty, so.
Are there any former players from Canada that have helped you through this process at all, like Akeem Hicks or anybody?
Yeah, I spoke to Akeem Hicks once, but, like, I've been with Israel Adonijé. He's someone who, like, he went to the same university as me, and he played in the NFL for a couple of years, like, For a long time, you know, so it's like he's one of the guys that kind of like lean into, like talk to him every now and then through the whole process and whatnot.
Starting when? For years or just leading up to the draft?
No, for years, like since I got out here.
What do you know about New Orleans?
I visited New Orleans, like the festivals and whatnot, Mardi Gras, yeah, like. Yeah. So I visited, like, I don't know, it's southern, I don't know that much. Like, the last time I was out there, I tried, what was it, crawfish or something?
When did you visit?
Like, was it 2 months ago or so, yeah.
Okay. Oh, this Mardi Gras. Okay.
So have you ever practiced or played a game in 80, 90 degree weather before?
80-90 degrees, yeah, it gets warm out here during the beginning of the season. I played in both temperatures, like I played in minus 15. I played in really hot weather, so you know, I'm originally from a country where the weather is like it's summer all year, so yeah.
How does that feel that the Saints actually traded up to draft you?
I feel blessed. Like it's a blessing. I didn't know what was going on at the time. Like I was just trying to like clear my mind when I was out here golfing. So you know, like once I got that call, I was like so pumped and so ready to go.
Was there anything about your personal background that made you want to major in environmental science?
Just based on where I'm from, because. Like before I left, there wasn't really that much. There wasn't recycling back home or none of that. So that was something I kind of looked into and thought about it as something I like to do to like kind of change things where I'm from, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, Nigeria and Louisiana have both had their share of oil pollution.
You can go places in Nigeria that's like, it's questionable, you know? You kind of see some things and you're like, yeah, like that shouldn't be out, like you shouldn't be seeing those things, you know?
So, when you sign your contract, are your classmates going to pressure you to buy an electric car?
Electric car? I don't even know what I'm going to buy. Like, I'm not even talking about anything. I still have my Pontiac G5 right here, so.
All right.
David, can you just say your last name for us so we all pronounce it correctly?
Onyemata.
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 Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot and congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, Ben.
Thanks.
That's awesome.